time for another wellness update presented by the Aging Well Together Winnipeg Coalition. Information to help seniors stay safe and get the most out of life. With today's guest, here's CJNU's Frank Stecky.
Chatting today with Verena Menick, a professor with the Department of Community Health Sciences at the University of Manitoba. And Verena, no stranger to CJNU, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me again.
So we are talking about healthy aging in Manitoba. October is Seniors Month in Manitoba. And I guess the question, and I know you were telling me off air, the question you get all the time is, what do you mean by healthy aging? What is healthy aging?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, it's more than just health. It's more than physical health. It's more than just mental health. The World Health Organization has a really nice definition, I think, and they define healthy aging as maintaining functional ability to promote well-being. Or in other words, healthy aging is the ability to do the things we value. So health is important in all that, but that's not the end point. The end point is really, how do we live well? Well-being.
Right. There's got to be a lot of factors that go into it. It's not just a matter of eating your veggies at every single meal. There's physical health, there's mental health, there's et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What are, say, some of the main major factors that help people age healthy?
They're really two big, broad categories. And one is personal factors. So these are the factors that are within the person. So they include all kinds of things, like healthy eating, for sure. There's physical activity, but there's also things like income. We know that contributes to health and well-being. In fact, we know that is a very, very strong predictor. So people who have higher income did certainly tend to be healthier. Education makes a difference. So there's a whole host of factors within the person, but then at the same time, then there's the environment. So it's never just the one thing. It's the person living in an environment. And the environment can be anything from the house you live in, the community we live in, and the society we live in. So it's the combination of the two factors, or two broad categories, personal, environment, and then the interaction between the two.
Right. And what about when you talk about environment, I guess as part of environment, it would talk about the community you live in. When I say community, your own personal community, the number of friends you have, how much family you have, how much social interaction you have with people, because you can have all the money in the world, so you can have a big house and you can be healthy and all the rest. But if you don't have somebody to share that with, somebody to interact with, that's going to cause a decline in health very quickly, I'm sure.
That's right. Yeah, that's part of the community. But also it can be things like the services programs that are available. So if you have in your community nice walking trails, that makes a difference, right? Mm-hmm. Versus being in a downtown area where you're afraid to go out during the day, never mind at night. So that can be important. It can be services like programs. Is there activity programs around? So they make a difference. So if people live in an area where that's not available or they can't get there, again, it can impact them. But it also is the home environment. So is the home adapted to the person's needs? Can you get around in the home? And let me give you an example. We had my mother-in-law visiting when she had a walker, and our bathroom had too small a door. She could not have gotten in, right? No. So we had to adapt that so she could come and visit and be with us. So the social environment was impacted by the physical environment. And then, of course, the personal factors come in. So it's a very, very complex interaction of all of these factors.
Right, right. And they all have to, you know, like you say, be almost exactly perfect to be optimal as far as aging is concerned. People always talk, too, about genetics. You know, like if your mom and your dad live to be 95, well, obviously, you're going to have a long life. How big of a factor does genetics play in healthy aging?
Yeah, genetics does play a factor, but probably not as much as people might think. There's a lot of it. Healthy aging is a lot determined by the environment and, again, other factors like, and I'm coming back to income because that is a major factor. So, yes, it does play a role. So if you do have family that lived very long, and very long means into the high 90s, there's probably something going on genetically in the family. And there's also other diseases that run in families, and people will be aware of that. Sometimes there's cancer. But apart from certain diseases, it's mostly the environment. It's not so much the genetics that determine healthy aging.
And if somebody was to ask you, say you're on the street, you're walking down the street and somebody knows you, mm-hmm. they know you're, you know, a professor with community health sciences at the university and one of your specialties is aging and that. If somebody was to stop you and say, Verena, what are your tips for living a long life?
Mm-hmm.
What advice would you have for people?
First of all, that's the most common question I'm asked whenever I tell people that I'm in the area of aging. So they always ask me, so what do you suggest? What should I do? And my answer is always, it's the basics. It's the things you already know. Stay physically active. Stay mentally active. Stay socially engaged. And the three kind of go together, right? Sometimes
exactly.
If you're socially engaged, we're also kind of moving about. Eating well is really important. Now, that's what I usually say. But knowing the importance of the environment, I'm going to add, we should advocate for making communities aging friendly. So what does that mean? Well, we want all the things in our environment that help people age well. It's a little bit more complicated than eat well and be physically active, but that's equally important.
Verena Medic, professor with the Community Health Sciences Department at the University of Manitoba. Thank you so much for taking time out of our busy, busy schedule that you've got and joining us here on CJNU.
Well, thanks for having me again.
Listen next week at this time for another wellness update presented by the Aging Well Together Winnipeg Coalition and CJNU 93.7 FM.
The weeds, who could ask for more? Will you still